Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody.
And here we are on a little bit of a drizzly Isle of Wight Monday afternoon, almost Christmas. And I was sat in the office here with Ellis, and my name's Mark, by the way. We were just discussing the fact that we're getting an increased amount of inquiries from people wishing to ensure that they are protected within their brand. And we thought to ourselves, why not do a very, very quick podcast to discuss the fact that there are a lot of counterfeit out there, the importance of making sure that you protect your brand, and possibly, if Ellis can think of any, because I'm going to pick her brains on this occasion, maybe some examples of some brands where you can imagine there would be likely to be counterfeit. And it's not just to do with trademarks, I think just your intellectual property in general. So Ellis, hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Looking forward to Christmas?
Yes, it's that time of year where everyone gets together and we indulge in, whether it be food or family time or potentially a tipple. It's a good round atmosphere, sort of a festive period.
It is indeed, and I have to say, you've now moved to the Isle of Wight, haven't you? So, of course, from your perspective, this is very new for you, isn't it? Being, you know, in your new home on the Isle of Wight for the first time. So you're looking forward to that side of things as well,
first
of course.
First island Christmas.
Excellent stuff. All right, well, let's get down to it. So from my perspective, I thought what I could do is I could sort of play the ignorant person here, or certainly someone that doesn't really know a great deal about intellectual property. But also, if we try and sort of put a Christmas twist on it, I thought then it means that we're relating it to real life, and certainly those that are listening there, their own businesses and the goods and services that they're selling and how they need to ensure that they protect them. So what's the first thing that you would say?
So in terms of, like you said, this time of year, the key thing that is massive is presents. Everyone is buying, everyone wants to sell. So if you do have a business where you provide products, now is the time that you want to get your name out there. What I would say is when you are getting your name out there, then of course, people are becoming more aware of you, but not necessarily the good people are becoming aware of you.
If copycats
are out there and see that your business is doing well, then there'll be lots of people out there that will try and ride on your coattails.
Right, so if we just pause there then, let's think about this then. Right, so when you say that there's people out there that will try and ride on your coattails, so we're talking about what? The goods themselves, of which we would then potentially be talking about some design protection that you may or may not have, a patent that you may or may not have. Or, of course, we then can go on to the brand, and it could be that your brand, the name, the name of your business or that particular good that you're trying to get out there is something that someone might try and steal. A copycat might try and ride off of that and pass themselves off as being you.
Yeah, so you've got a copycat in terms of the brand identity. So that would be your trademark, your brand name, your logo, your slogan, like I said, your product name. And you've also got to be aware of counterfeiters in terms of taking your product and most times out of none, putting out an inferior quality product out there. So a great example of that is Udi's. So there is a company called Udi who creates a very oversized fluffy hoodie.
I've got one that you sit down of an evening and you can snuggle up.
So have I.
Brilliant.
So this time of year is perfect for people
looking for
a bit of a cozy atmosphere, a bit of a cozy gift. As a company, they kind of promoted this product and put it out into the market, and now there are numerous companies making their own versions or trying to kind of steal from that hype and putting out their own versions.
But hang on, so just to pause there again then. So you're saying about steal that. So this is an idea, a concept, as opposed to, and of course it will have a design within the hoodie. But could there be those companies out there that are also now selling these, what did you call them, an hoodie?
Hoodie.
Right, they're selling these hoodies, but they're not calling themselves an hoodie, it's just an oversized hoodie that might be a little bit irritated with what you said there. It's like, well, hang on, I'm not stealing anything. The concept wasn't protected, it wasn't even something capable of protection, so I'm free to do what I want. Could they argue that?
They could. So it depending very much on the product that you offer and how you've created that product depends on the level of protection that you may want to put in place in order to stop that idea or product being kind of taken out there and basically sold or recreated by another company. An hoodie is just an example that may not be the best example just nature of it.
I think, sorry to talk over you there, but from my perspective, I think it's a great example because quite simply, when you're talking about the concept and something that someone sat maybe over a pint or a glass of wine with their friend and they're saying, wouldn't it be great? Have you ever seen these before? You know, whatever it is. But that example there, they could be just chatting in the pub and suddenly they say, we should do this. What you're actually saying there is if you want to maximise the protection so that it doesn't allow for others to say, well, actually, that's a great concept. That's all you've got. We now are going to go off and do our own business. We might have more money to be able to push it out there further, etc., etc. Then what you're saying is make sure you protect it right at the very beginning, so as best you can or are capable of doing. Otherwise, this is the sort of thing that's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not always... People immediately think of trademarks, I think, because that is something we see brands in our face every day. But think about the actual product. What's your actual kind of meat of your sandwich? Mm-hmm. What are you offering your customers and how can you put that bubble of protection around that, like you say, through registered designs, patents, copyright?
That you just took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say what I would be thinking as being someone that doesn't know anything about intellectual property or very limited. I'd be saying, well, what do you mean protecting this or protecting that? So you've just said or started to reel off these things. Now, am I right in thinking, sort of feeding you here, that you've got registered rights and you've got unregistered rights? And it's probably something which I'm sure you've set it out in previous podcasts for our listeners. But for those that haven't actually, taken themselves to some of our other podcasts. Just very briefly, Ellis, what do I mean by that? What does it mean by registered, unregistered, etc.?
So there are certain intellectual property rights in the UK. So intellectual property rights protect those things that cannot be touched. So it's effectively protecting your ideas, your inventions, your concepts. And there's certain types of intellectual property rights that cover certain things. Some of them have to be registered, so you have to submit an application or go through a process in order to secure that protection. Some arise automatically.
Automatic, right. So just to focus on that one for a second then. So those that arise automatically are such as what? What give us an example of those that arise?
So the most common is copyright. So I suspect most people have heard of copyright in some way, shape or form. Effectively, copyright arises in anything that is original when produced. So written, yeah. Dramatic, music, artistic. Basically, if I sat here and I drew a big smiley face on a bit of paper, that is technically protected by copyright. As well as if you write a book, if you write a song, if you make a sculpture... All of that, as soon as that work is created,
yep.
You have an automatic right to stop someone from copying that work.
Okay. That's where we come in, I presume, because yes. You say you automatically have a right to stop someone from being able to copy it. What do you advise our listeners do with this automatic right that they've managed to obtain if they're realising that someone out there has actually copied it? Go.
So one thing I would say is there is work to do before you get to that scenario when potentially someone is copying you.
Because you've got to prove it, I assume, haven't you?
You have to prove it. So there's hoops to jump through. And if you've done a bit of preparatory work before, then it helps you jump through those hoops a lot easier. So that's, again, an example of coming to us and we can help you make sure you have those kind of steps you've already done in place. So you've saved your work in a secure location. You've made it very clear when you created it, how you created it. You have that evidence of your ownership and your creation in your back pocket, ready to go if someone comes along and has copied your work.
Okay. All right. Okay. So then we're not going to go into too much detail on the registered rights, but one thing, I mean, just a quick overview, please, you know, just give us a very, very quick thing to say. What does it mean by registered?
So in terms of registered rights in the UK, we have registered trademarks. So they are there to protect your brand, so your name, your logo, your slogan, your product name.
Yep.
And you also have registered designs. So there's certain criteria that a design may need to kind of clarify with in order to be a registered design.
And within that, I think that would neatly just sort of jump over into the whole Christmas spirit thing and the fact that there's lots of goods out there which you've got your own design, you put your own stamp on it, it's yours, it's unique. You may have needed to have registered those designs before you actually push them out there on the market to deter those who wish to copy what your design and the way in which you've done it. So that's a really useful one. And then, sorry, carry on, what else have we got?
So then there's also patents. So patents are one of those things that, again, people probably have heard of, but don't necessarily know exactly what it covers. So a patent is there to cover a invention or process or something basically that is original, completely new and has never been done before.
There's a technical aspect to that as well in there, but we won't go into
Very, very technical. So if it's something that you've invented or you've created this product that is completely new in the market, a perfect example would be the old fidget spinner that took the market by storm a couple of years ago, then do get in touch with us and we can set that out for you in a lot more detail because patents are very technical, but give you immense protection in the product that you've invented.
Okay. So this has been really useful from my perspective when I'm seeing, and we're all doing this monotonous scroll through, online when we're trying to find gift ideas and everything. And I guess really from my perspective, it's a really useful thing to say, right, well, let's go right back to the roots. Let's go right back to the start, the ownership there of whatever these goods are that are being sold online. And always think to yourself, have you made sure that you've got adequate protection for that? Or are you not bothered and you just want to feed it out there and get a quick, earn some quick bit of money for this Christmas and that's it? Or do you want the longevity there, of which I'd like to think is the case? And of course, if that is the case, make sure you protect your intellectual property. Okay. It's your right to do so. All right.
Yeah. You don't want to have worked so hard in building your business and creating your products and getting it out there for someone to then pull the rug from under your feet and potentially cause you problems. So it's always better, prevention is better than cure. Get in touch with us, get those steps in place, get that bubble of protection around you so you're ready to push against anyone that wants to come in and cause you problems in your business.
However, if we're too late and you're listening to this after you've got all of your goods out there and you feel that you do still have some rights that you've managed to obtain, and you now wish to fight back, pick up the phone again, 02380-235979, and one of our intellectual property experts will be able to speak with you. It might be Ellis. I, of course, was fibbing, and I am an intellectual property expert myself, and I was just trying to feed off of that point there. So you could find that it'll be either of us or one of our colleagues that you can discuss things with. And we're not going to charge you for a chat, so pick up the phone. If not, and you don't want to talk, you just want an email, no problem. info@laudit.co.uk, or you can go through our website, which is www.laudit.co.uk, and you can send us a message through there. So thanks, Ellis, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to all of our listeners.
We're going to probably do a few more before the actual Christmas is out. And, we're all getting quite giddy now because we do enjoy Christmas, especially a Christmas jumper. Can that afford protection? Can you protect you?
Absolutely.
Well,
if your design's unique enough, then certainly get in touch with us and we'll get that jumper.
And maybe send one to us as a bit of a prototype because we'd love to wear a Christmas jumper. So take care, everyone, and thanks for listening.
Bye.